Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
All along the watchtower, presents Kepler View.
Welcome back to 17 Telly Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Ask you to bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Customer, is thecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, thirdingredient.com. Leslie Grossman is our guest, our good friend, longtime 13, coming up on 14-year member of our Brain Trust, and she is an outstanding vistage chair. That means she helps. She directly every week stands in front of many small business owners and helps them put their best foot forward in the marketplace at a very high and sophisticated level, helping. The thing that you do for your Vistage members, Leslie, that I think is so important, is you help them understand how to get themselves at least part of the time out of the management role into the CEO role. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Right. It sure is, because that's how you grow. That's how you're successful at leading. You have to get out of that. You have to delegate. You have to have conversations, powerful conversations with your team.
Right.
And that means open-ended conversations, open-ended.
Well, I tell people that you need to fire yourself from jobs that you no longer have to do and promote yourself to jobs that nobody else can do. Oftentimes, these are new jobs that your growing company has acquired, and you didn't need it 5 years ago. You didn't need anybody to do this particular thing 5 years ago, but you do now because you're growing. And you use the word trust. You can't delegate if there's not a level of trust there. And could we say that delegating, the process of delegating and growing, that process is like the headwater of trust in a business relationship?
It absolutely is. You have to delegate, you have to trust, and you have to give up also having everybody do everything exactly the way you would do it. Because everyone has their own, as long as they're delivering, let them do it
right
in their own unique way. Because if we insist on being perfectionist about every detail as a leader, you are never going to get out from under the details, and you won't grow your company.
This is where I tell people you've got to seek excellence, not perfection. Because when you and I do it, Leslie, it's perfect, because it's exactly how we want it. But when they do it, it's not exactly how we want it, but it can be excellent. And excellent will get you to the goal line, won't it?
Absolutely get you there.
How do you talk to people about this? How do you get the conversation started to accomplish this inside your four walls?
Well, you have to, first of all, you have to, as a leader, we have to ask, our people have to know what they have to do. But then in managing them, ask them and do questions. We have to listen to them and say, okay,
are we losing you? Did we lose Leslie? Leslie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I think we may be losing you. So keep going.
Okay, so have to be good listeners and good questioners. Have to ask questions to our team and ask them and give them the chance to tell us how things are going.
But you got to ask non-direct, what we used to call non-directed probes, open-ended questions.
Exactly.
Which is any question that doesn't allow for a yes or no answer, right?
Exactly. And if we do that, rather than telling them everything, always, did you do this? Did you do that? That is not delegating. That is putting your own stuff on them. It's open-ended questions and really giving them the chance to show us that they can do the job.
So I would say, Leslie, I've been thinking about handing this particular project off to someone else. And I've been thinking about you for that job. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Tell me how you'd go. How would you do this? That's how you ask a question like that. Tell me how you'd go about doing
it. If I were to delegate, this particular part of my job to you, what would you do with it?
Right. That's a great question.
How would you do
That's a great question.
Something like that, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly. And listen to them, and then be willing to let them do it slightly differently than you might.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be exactly the way you would do it, as long as it can get the result that you want.
Well, that's right. This is where you come back to excellence, not perfection. And so then, but now you got to be prepared when you ask them that question. Be prepared. If they're sharp as they must be, if you're going to delegate it to them, obviously they're pretty sharp, or you wouldn't be giving them this new job. Be prepared. They've probably been watching you, and they've probably been saying to themselves, "Well, you know what? If I ever do that, I'm going to do that a lot better." they might have a new idea, right? You got to be prepared for that.
Absolutely. And as a leader, a good leader will listen, really listen. And some leaders will make the person wrong right away because it's not exactly the way they would do it. But a good leader will listen and say, "Wow, I hadn't thought of it that way. Give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for it."
Mm-hmm.
And then hold the person accountable to get it done in the time period that you need it done in.
Right. Leslie, I need your website, please.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
Can they find your books there?
Yep, absolutely.
They're all right there, folks. And check out her website, LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com. You'll get smarter when you do. We'll come back. We're going to talk about all of this, only we're going to take it outside your four walls, where your customers live. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.